Welshie, Hayley, I feel weird today. I feel tired, which isn't good, is it? Really?
How many hours sleep do you get?
Do you know what? I don't know. But in fact, there is a sleep survey thing. Nine out of ten of us are always tired. Millions of us are risking our health by not having enough sleep. 17% sleep at work. How'd you get away with that?
I don't know. If you're a bed tester, I don't know. Do you know what? I used to do that, though. Years ago, I worked abroad on a holiday, working holiday. And, there he's gone. Sorry. I used to work cleaning dishes for a while in a ski resort. I mean, a mate used to take in turns to sleep.
Have a little sleep. Yeah. I suppose if you're maybe a courier or something, you got to do all your drops in the morning and then your collections later in the afternoon. I suppose you put your feet up for an hour or so in your van, could you? I guess. I don't know how it works. Anyway, we're not getting enough sleep. That's one thing. Here's another thing, right, to do with work, I guess. Smokers going outside for a quick fag. Hayley, right, you're guilty. I'm looking at you. Right, smokers going outside having a five or ten... Sorry?
I'm not.
You're not what?
I'm not guilty of smoking.
Mate, how many times have we witnessed it? You being late after having a fag break, coming back here to do your travel.
It's not
late
true.
For your travel.
Because I have to go to another place.
It's like Trevor McDonald, like 5 minutes past ten, going, just nipping out for a quick cigarette. And then disappearing off. It's ridiculous that you do that. Anyway, listen, sorry, mate.
No, Hayley said she has to go to another place. Mm. Is that place a smoker's place?
No.
Right, so, here's the thing.
It's a studio.
You add it all up. No, it's not. You
it
go
is.
And smoke.
And this
stop
is what
lying. You're lying to the audience, and I don't want you to do that. So, anyway, you add it all up. It comes to about an hour. Are you all right over there?
No. I can't take this anymore.
An hour to an hour and a half a day. What they did is they totted up all the time, and it's pretty much about 5 weeks a year. Right, I've got a friend of mine is in the army, and the smokers get smoking breaks. Some of the guys in the army take up smoking to be able to go and have a fag. They don't smoke, but they want this fag break.
It is true, actually. So how much time do they get extra a year?
According to this, a hardcore smoker, 30 cigarettes, takes 2.5 hours a day to smoke, with going out of the, nipping out of the office every 25, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that, spending 5 or 10 minutes outside, it just all adds up to about 5 weeks a year.
It's odd, insane. Isn't it? Because if I said to the boss, yeah, I'm going to have time for a break, they said, what kind of break? Just a break, not a smoking break. They let you go for a cigarette break, which is not good for you, but will they allow you to go for a break?
Now, do you know what? You should be doing this at work. You should be saying, do you know what? I'm going outside, nipping outside for a stand.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
just going for a stand.
Yeah.
What's like a smoke? No, what's like a smoke, but without the cigarette.
Some people here also have two when they're down there.
Yeah.
Not just one.
I like the some people. Do you like that? Some people.
You know, when it's just a tiny amount. It's that whole thing like on Superman, where the guy rigged the bank accounts to take a penny out of every pound or half a pence off every account, whatever it was. Ends up with millions, and that's the accumulated time. You go out for a cigarette, it takes you 5 or 10 minutes, call it 10 minutes, do that 6 times a day, there's an hour. That's an hour that over a week, there's 5 hours. Before you know it, at the end of the year, you've done weeks and weeks. You've had weeks off.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take up smoking.
Oh, look, there she goes. Hayley's off.
Hang on, Hales, hang on.